Two of the world's most bitter conflicts may be moving a little closer to peace. Both conflicts have lasted more than half a century. In a moment, we'll take you to India, which seems to be making up with Pakistan after coming close to nuclear war. And we'll start in the Middle East. Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Jerusalem today. He's not promising peace, but he is saying there's enough common ground so that Israelis and Palestinians can at least get started. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary.
Powell acknowledges that there are elements in the roadmap that are controversial, but he's hoping to avoid a prolonged debate and persuade skeptical Israelis and Palestinians to start the confidence-building measures set out in the document, measures meant to eventually lead to an independent Palestinian state by 2005. Powell encouraged Israel's foreign minister tonight to focus on the areas of agreement rather than on more complex issues like the right for Palestinian refugees to return to homes lost when Israel was founded.
There is a need to end violence. Now, there is a need to end terror now. There is a need to take some steps that will make life a little better for the Palestinian people. So I think we should get started now.
En route to Jerusalem, Powell told reporters he'll be pushing Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tomorrow to ease Israeli restrictions on Palestinian areas and end settlement activity as called for in the roadmap. Israel's foreign minister, Sylvain Shalom, would only say his country would make humanitarian gestures if the Palestinians put an end to violence. Powell plans to meet the new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas tomorrow in Jericho, and he'll talk to the new Palestinian security chief on ways the U.S. can help him crack down on terrorism. Powell won't meet Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, whom the Bush administration has tried to marginalize. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jerusalem.